Be quiet, all of you. He wants to say something. Napier, he is overcome with a new sense of purpose.
Yeah.
Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
So I'm hooking these charcoal briquettes at this raccoon and its kid. Never hit it once. Not even
close.
Did
you scare it, though?
It actually started coming near me. It started, like, walking towards me slowly, and I kept hucking these charcoal briquettes at it. I didn't even come close to this little fucker. So eventually I say, okay, fuck this, and I shoot some bug spray at it. Like, there was this hornet and wasp killer next to my door.
See, like, now when you look at the bug spray, there's probably pictures of, like, hornets and bees and wasps and mosquitoes, maybe?
No,
mosquitoes,
just
flies, maybe?
Just the bee varieties.
Not a picture of a little raccoon.
Nope.
Okay. Keep going. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined by my co-host, Napier.
Sup?
And via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
We're having a very in-depth conversation about the Muppets pre-live.
I really enjoy the new Muppets.
Haven't seen a single one.
I'm a fan of Muppets. I like
them. I love the Muppets.
I think they're fun.
Is it on Netflix?
No, it's on ABC.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sure it's on demand. The best, like, I still, after all these years, like, I showed my kids just probably 2-3 years ago, and I hadn't seen it for a long time, but I bought Muppets Take Manhattan on Blu-ray. And we watched it, and I had a fond memories of it, like, watching it throughout the entire thing. And then it got to the wedding scene at the end, and they're singing the song, and everybody's like, I bawled my fucking eyes out as like a 32-year-old man. Like, I'm not necessarily proud to admit that, but I have a real soft spot for the Muppets.
Always kind of have.
It's the damn Muppets.
It's the damn Muppets. I feel like you should enjoy the Muppets, and if you don't enjoy the Muppets,
you ain't got a heart.
It's weird.
Yeah. You probably are dead inside a little. Especially at this age, right? Like, you grew up with the Muppets, and if you don't love them, then something happened to you.
It's kind of like Bon Jovi.
I think the Muppets are more popular.
I don't really enjoy Bon Jovi anymore.
But you did.
But I did. And, like, you know, when I hear the Bon Jovi, it takes me back. It makes me think, God damn, did I love me some fucking Bon Jovi.
You loved Bad Medicine.
Oh, yeah.
Why wouldn't you love Bad Medicine?
Guys, we have one hell of a show. Let me tell you something. I have our next big invention that's going to make us $1 billion. And I also want to revisit one that I feel didn't get a fair shake back in our early days.
Ooh, from the archives?
Yeah, nobody listens to that damn old shit. So we could just recycle it like it's new, right?
Why not? Or just say we were pioneers and we were ahead of the curve.
Speaking of no one listens, so we're sitting here before the show, and Napier and Lady Friend share with me an announcement, the big news. And I said, well, you know, like, is this something that we can talk about? And they said, well, you know, we don't want to, like, you know, tell a bunch of people and make a big deal out of it yet. You know, it's still very early. And I said, well, I mean, would talking about it on the show be considered making a big deal out of it? And Napier, what did your wife say?
She said, no, because nobody listens to this show.
So giving the announcement on the show is essentially still keeping it a secret.
So you're saying we're not like the time Todd Glass came out to Marc Maron on WTF. Like, it was like the industry, like, was a collective, oh my God, deep breath. So it's not the same thing?
No.
Were you
but
make an announcement on the show?
What she and meant, your life is forever changed.
What she meant by that was nobody that we know personally listens to the show. Not well, that nobody at all listens to the show, which I'm sure both are correct.
Napier, would you like to fill both Travis and our listeners in on the news?
Yes. Congratulations.
Me and the lady wife are expecting Bebe.
Bebe's kid?
No, little Bebe.
Of your own?
Yep.
Well, congratulations.
When Amanda told me that she was pregnant.
Who?
The lady wife. Lady wife said, hey, I'm pregnant. And I said, are you sure it's yours?
Did you immediately put up all of your extra hockey gear on eBay?
No. I wouldn't go for anything anyway.
He's just going to form it into a crib.
Well, those things are soft as hell.
Little, like, Winnie the Pooh blanket on top of those shoulder pads or whatever.
Wife lay atop my mountain of foam and leather.
Just wife.
Smell your father's musk.
My wife coming up to me like, sweetie, why does the baby smell like your leg sweat? I don't know. You must have got downstairs in the pad room.
So, Napier, I'm thinking about our big invention that's going to make us... I mean, you have a family to provide for now. Consider this like my baby shower gift. I'm giving you stock in my genius idea.
Is it a unicorn that shits ice cream?
Okay, now I want you to envision.
Yep.
You're walking down a hallway in like a motel or a business. You're going to the bathroom, and you walk into the bathroom of a gas station.
Yeah.
And directly under the paper towel dispenser is just a conspicuous red button. It looks like it belongs on the wall, but you don't know what the red button could possibly be for.
Could it be a light switch?
There's a red button on the wall.
Yeah.
In the middle of the wall, and your curiosity is telling you this might be a bad idea to press this red button, but I have to, right?
Yep.
And what happens when you press the red button?
Lights turn off.
It starts playing Livin' La Vida Loca, like really loud.
What if somebody
they have like the little speakers that they put in like Christmas ornaments and like the little stuffed animals that dance around.
Yeah.
You put it in a button and you make the back of it sticky so that you can just stick it to a wall and then walk off. And they're reasonably priced, so you're fine with just sticking it somewhere and leaving. But there's this red button in the middle of a wall
that when you press the button, it starts playing Rick Astley.
Oh, so it's like the Annoyatron.
The Annoyatron?
Yeah, I forget the actual name of it, what it is. It's this little speaker with like a hearing aid battery attached to it. And every once in a while, it'll play a really high-pitched chirping sound that only certain people can hear. Like it's in one of those weird frequencies. And so you hide it somewhere, like in an office, and like four people will be around it.
So it's
and
nothing
only one
like
person.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's to annoy people. You leave it somewhere and you...
Well, this isn't to annoy people. This is to pique their curiosity. And then when somebody pushes it, then it plays them a song. It plays them the I Can Be Your Hero Baby by Enrique Iglesias.
What about Hotline Bling?
Oh, you son of a bitch. Now that song's going to be stuck in my head. It's been stuck in my head for weeks. And I think that, like, I didn't like the song, but I've been tricked into liking it because I've just heard it so many times.
Well, because of all those damn music video mashups.
Yeah, like it's been forced upon me, and now I can't help but like it because I've heard it too much.
But it's catchy.
It is.
At least the chorus part.
Travis.
Yes, sir.
I give you a red button. Mm-hmm. And say $5.
Yep.
You're going to buy the red button, right?
I'll buy the red button.
And you're going to put it somewhere at your work or something. And then you're just going to sit there and wait for somebody to say, this red button is new. I want to know what it does.
Nobody will say that. They'll just press it. They'll be like, what is this? And they'll press it. It'd be a little bit different, I think, if you worked in like a tank. You know what I mean? Like if you like that was your job, you're like a tank guy and you're in a tank and there's just like a new red button. I don't think you'd necessarily press the red button.
Right.
But in my soul-sucking fluorescent light office space, people would just press the red button.
They just press the red button to see what
no
happens.
There's no consequences.
And it would play the A Little Bit of Monica in My Life song.
Yeah, Mambo number 5 all day.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I think I would request like Backstreet Boys or something. You know what I mean? Like we could pre-program it and you could buy specific ones. It'd be like, show me the meaning of being lonely or something.
Oh God, it would be great if it played the that Jaws da 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 da, and like creep them the fuck out like something
just
was coming to get them.
Around like what the fuck's coming for me?
And what if you turn the volume up too high and somebody's like pinching one off, and then somebody else hits that button, and then you know they get scared and they.
Yeah. Now you're sitting there on the tarlet, and you look at the back of the door. And there's a red button, then you're pressing the button. And then, like, the whole bathroom will fill with a hold on loosely.
The best part about that would be if you didn't notice it when you closed, like, before you sat down to get to business. And you sat down and you looked up and you're like, oh, and you're in the middle of business. And then you saw the red button and you pressed the button. And you know how you don't want to be noticed in the bathroom. But then it doesn't stop. Like, it doesn't stop until you exit the stall. It just keeps playing over and over and over again as people are coming in to take a piss while you're shitting. It just doesn't stop until you flush and walk out of the bathroom.
Now, the question is, do we just get like a big bin of the red buttons and not necessarily tell people what song we're sending them?
Yeah, it could just be like 5 minutes of some dude screaming.
I'm saying it's a gotta catch them all kind of thing. Like when you buy a red button... Like, my daughter right now is into these things called Shopkins, and all it is these tiny, tiny, like, not even an inch tall little pieces of plastic. They give you 9 of them for, like, $12, but they include a checklist, and these things are, like, boots with eyes and, like, ice cream cones with eyes and, like, pencils with eyes, and they give them stupid names like Penny Pencil, but they include a checklist, and half of them you don't even know what you're getting because they're in these little yellow bags, like, marked with, like, caution tape. Because they're like mystery bags. So you don't know what's in the mystery bags, but they give you a checklist. So that's what you should do with these red buttons. You sell them and you have a checklist and you don't know what you got until you press the button after you open it.
See, and then it'll be a surprise both to you and your unsuspecting prey.
Got to catch them all.
And one of them, you could just say, well, every random such and such number has a special message to the owner. that if you get the special message, you win $50.
Hey. But you gotta like have, it's like a group. You have to collect like 10 of them. Like these 10 specific ones, if you have them, there's your $50.
The song doesn't matter. The song is just a bonus.
It matters as much as the birthday cards that you can buy with the songs in them.
Right.
Like it's like birthday cards, wedding cards. Like half the time it doesn't matter what the song is. It's just the shock of having that song in a card.
And you know what? I think that they just have the right to some songs, and they just very loosely decide what song to put in it. Like I mean, there's cards with monkeys on it and bananas and squirrels and stuff that play Lowrider just because you can get Lowrider. Lowrider guys, they'll take anything. And so, hey, we got these cards, we wanted to sing a song, what song should we do? Oh, we could get Lowrider. Oh, by the way, Lowrider, we should get that on one of the buttons.
There's no greater joy either than opening a card that says happy birthday from this monkey to yours, and you open it up and it just plays Lowrider.
Right.
Like, why would that happen?
It doesn't make any sense.
Nope.
You know how many times I've gotten that birthday card that has a big pickle? The guy who invented the birthday card that's just a big pickle, and then you open it up and says, like, hey, I got you a pickle for your birthday. I swear I've gotten that card 10 times in my life.
Isn't that just like one of those money holder cards?
The goddamn guy who invented the pickle card, he's got to be a millionaire.
Well, maybe whoever keeps giving them to you just bought a shit ton of them at one time for like 10 cents a pop.
Just still has them. Yeah. I guess by the next year, you won't remember necessarily who got them.
I actually feel bad for those guys that invent these cards that you see over and over again, because you know they're just subcontracted by these people to say, hey, throw 100 ideas to me next week and we'll see which ones we print. And they print one, they pay him the same exact amount of money, and then one takes off and he doesn't see any royalties for that.
Speaking of ideas, I have another idea that I want to run by you guys. And I can't believe this isn't a thing that has been adopted by every major grocery store and retail chain in the world.
Is Anchor in the chat? I bet you he'll say it is.
Probably. He'll find an example of this, I'm sure. You know when you go to, like, the grocery store or the mall, and they... I mean, now they have... Of course, they have the handicap spots. And then they have the spots that are reserved for expecting mothers. Hey, you guys!
Yeah.
Prime parking for a while. I mean, you could park in it anyway. I mean, nobody's going to like come up and punch you in the belly to check.
No, and I guarantee you it's not a legally enforceable thing.
Right. And they have the spots reserved for police.
Mm-hmm.
They have all these reserved spots in all the prime parking areas. My thought is, why have they not come up with some kind of reserved parking for like premium shopping members, like people who like pay a membership or are like frequent shoppers and like earn enough shopping points to get the good parking spaces? That would encourage you to be loyal to one place, to keep coming back, to earn enough points to always have prime parking spots in the front of the store.
Well, how would you tell? You'd have to walk around or drive around with a damn advertisement everywhere just to park at
this
one store.
Yeah, you'd have to have... That's another thing for the store, is they'd have to have like a little placard or something that would advertise your store on their car so that they get good parking. Like when they pull in, there's like a sectioned-off area that you pay some jack-off to sit there and you know, raise the bar so that you can go park in the good spots.
What has your life come to where you pull into that spot, you throw your membership card in the window of the Trader Joe's, and you, like, get out snapping your fingers, putting on your sunglasses, and pointing at people like, hey, man, it's me.
You're in
super
the good
premium
spots.
Member of Trader Joe's. I can take off 20 steps off of my walk into the store.
Dude, I'm telling you, it would be... a big deal.
People and be into it.
People would be into it. Why have they not done this yet? I would advocate for valet parking, really, at like places like Walmart and stuff. You know, just the parking is the part that always sucks, especially this time of year. You have.
I think, you imagine the Walmart valet parking too. It's like 600-pound gal and her 14 illegitimate children. They're like her children, like by 14 different dads, and they're all kind of just like sauntering through the crosswalk.
Well, if you consider all of the people at like Walmart that you're paying to go out and retrieve shopping carts and bringing them back, not to mention the greeter in the front that you're having just stand there and say hello to people as they come in. You do away with all of those people and you just have them valet your car. Like you
I
can
think they've half gotten rid of those already though. The last like I bet you 10 times I've been in Walmart, there is no greeter there.
You walk in and you get a ticket and some guy goes and parks your car in the special lot. And then when you get in the checkout line, you give your ticket to the checkout person and they punch it into the system and they go get your car for you. They warm it up. They have it ready in the front. That way you don't have to retrieve any carts because the carts never leave the front of the store. Because the valet gives you your car, takes your cart, puts it back, it's done.
You gotta hurry up with my Ford Windstar van. I have 10 mega family packs of Totina's pizza rolls that are thawing out. I need to get them home.
And the main irritating part of shopping this time of year is solved because you don't have to find a parking spot. They got it taken care of for you.
If you're a normal person, though, walking in waiting for that lady and her 10 kids to get their Ford Windstar van is going to be miserable as fuck. I just want to go in there. There's a new Blu-ray that I wanted. I'm going to run in. I'm going to run out. I'm going to get that, go through the 10. But then, like, this chick and her, like, entire extended family are waiting for their, like, big old van to be pulled up. And I can't get past them because their snot-nosed kids are pushing carts around and playing the goddamn claw machine in the fucking lobby.
You guys want to know my secret for parking? And this is a little known thing. I think I'm on the ground floor of this. I don't think a lot of people know about it. Side of the building parking.
Yeah, I love side of the building parking.
Yeah, you park on the side of the building. Not many people even think to park on the side of the building. There's always spots on the side of the building. Side of the building parking, that's the answer. And like you guys said, nobody listens to this, so my spots are fine.
Oh,
but
God.
The select few who do listen, side of the building parking, guys. That's my mic tip of the week. Mike's tip of the week.
Ding!
Napier?
Yeah?
What are you thankful for?
IKEA. Because I bought a shit ton of furniture from there.
You got to put it all together, though.
Yeah.
You having fun with that?
Already did it.
Travis?
Yeah?
What are you thankful for, buddy?
Today?
I mean, just in general. You know, it's coming up on Thanksgiving. Thursday is the big holiday. And I'm just curious what everybody's thankful for, you know?
Oh, the health of my family.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Guys, I do believe this is going to be a double dick week. Don't count your chickens before they hatch, I say. But I'm pretty sure there's going to be two shows this week.
We just got that much dick to sling around.
So that's something to be thankful for, I guess, if you're into that kind of thing. So be sure that you listen to this show quickly so that you can move on to the next one. And I'm saying that as you're listening to this one, so you already have. But, guys, I mean, there's a lot going on. It's a big week.
I think we got a new sponsor next week, like a pretty big one, I think I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah, I do think that's happening next week. Our sponsor last week did not carry over. They were not happy with the response they got. So we lost that one. But next week's a new ball game, Travis. So we're just going to have to try to do better. I mean, every week we just try a little bit, you know, to improve from the week before. And
maybe it works out.
And maybe it doesn't. You never know.
Keep on keeping on.
I don't know. We got a pretty good track record of not, so.
Guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Thanks for being with us. Thank you to our illustrious chat room of
Anchor.
Anchor. Thank you, Anchor. We'll be back.
I'm thankful for all of our listeners.
They're all wonderful in their own way. Except that one, and you know who you are.
This is Shadwick from Quiet Hollers, and you're listening to StrangeLabel.com.
If you have a problem, and no one else can help, and you don't defend their delicate sensibilities, maybe you can hire the Millennium A-Team.
Murdoch, you damn fool. That's a trigger word.
Welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAN, or WFOD show on the Skype. Napier, you know, the Christmas season is coming up, and I had this vision that I wanted to run by you.
Yes.
And I know you're going to say no, because why would you say yes? But I was thinking, would you let me paint your belly white and give the little charcoal eyes and a charcoal smile and put a carrot in your belly button? I want to make a belly snowman.
if you want to. I mean,
the question is, should I use a full-sized carrot or a baby carrot? A
baby carrot would fit.
Could I get a medium-sized carrot? Because I feel that your belly button would fully engulf a baby carrot. Yeah. Now, that is what I want to know more than anything, is if your belly button can house an entire baby carrot.
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah, there'd be
have
some
stuff. Have you tried it before?
No, but I'm assuming.
I don't have any baby carrots right now, but what is it that is about the size of a baby carrot that we can try?
My pinky?
Your pinky, I guess, would be... No, your pinky, your pinky is pretty tiny.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe like two sections of a pinky finger? I can't see. You're going to have to stand up. Okay, because you have a lot of belly button. So how much is in there? Is it most of it?
One knuckle of pinky.
One knuckle?
One knuckle.
So one part. So a baby carrot would protrude from the belly button.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then I could give it little coal eyes and a coal smile.
Yeah.
How would we make him a hat? Could you set a hat on your gut?
I think so. Yeah.
Don't you think that's the way that we should bring in the Christmas season?
Flopsy the magical fucking snowman. Watch him jiggle as he digests food with his mouth.
I'm buying baby carrots for next week. Now I'm excited about this because next week will be the start of our Christmassy month, right? We had spooky month, we had hand turkey month, and now we got to have like the holly jolly month, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of the holly jolly month, last year, we began the flat drunk contest, and every 2 months since then, we have awarded a winner who has given us the best flat drunk submission. And what you do is you print out the flat drunk, you put him somewhere fun. That's a thing that we've done for over a year now.
Yeah.
We started it in October, I think, of 2014.
And it's been rather successful.
We've had fun with it. This month has not been great for us. I think that we lost some steam when Drunk went away for a while. People didn't really know who Drunk was anymore. And so why cut him out and put him places?
Exactly.
But I enjoy Flat Drunk. And so a couple of days ago, I was alerted to the fact that Howard Stern...
I heard he has an audience.
You've heard of him, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Howard Stern began the Flat Ronnie contest, which, I mean, the rules are identical. You get a Flat Ronnie, and you take him places, and you put him places, and you take pictures with him, and you send them in, and they pick a winner. And so I know that Howard Stern didn't catch wind of our show and steal our idea. I don't see how that's possible that would happen. But at the same time, I can't help but think, is that like an idea that, I mean, that two identical people could have the identical idea? I guess it is.
Of course.
I mean, it's not completely outside of the realm. But the thing that I worry about is now... If we continue doing it, even though we have been doing it for over a year, will the common person who may not be familiar with our show that sees we're doing it say, oh, they're just ripping off Howard Stern?
You should say flat drunk contest established and then the date. And then
Now we have to qualify it.
Well, yeah. I mean, we don't want to look like jack-offs that take other
right,
people's
yeah,
stuff.
Right, yeah. And I mean, the people who do the research to... You know, figure out, oh, they've been doing this for way longer than Howard Stern's been doing it. I mean, that's one thing, but most people probably won't. Most people will probably see, oh, they're doing something that Howard Stern did and just say they're a bunch of jack-offs and move on.
I don't know why you care either way. I mean,
I guess I don't. I don't know.
Like, oh, they're copying off Howard Stern. Like, who gives a shit?
That'd be some great press if people like started accusing us of stealing from Howard Stern.
You think that would be great press? Oh, I don't think it would be.
Because then we could just play them episodes from a year ago.
But saying, nobody's going to take the time to do that.
Of course not. But
They're probably not even going to say anything to us. They're just going to see we're doing it.
Yeah.
And you just were jackoffs. And then
if there was one dickhead Howard Stern fan that said, hey, this fucking no-name podcast is ripping off Howard Stern. It's fucking bullshit. This is who they are. You know, one asshole who's got nothing better to do. Because there's a lot of those, just like the Opie and Anthony fans. There are so many of those dickheads out there. And they're going to point in the direction. And most people will be like, nah, that's not a thing. But there might be like two or three people that are like, well, let's see what these fuckers are doing. And then you can post like a year ago and be like, oh, they did it before them. And maybe we grab two new listeners out of the 400 people that saw that one asshole pissed off about it.
Speaking of stealing other people's ideas, I saw a Kickstarter campaign the other day. I browsed the Kickstarter. I was seeing what the creative types are doing. Do you remember when we were really big on finding Kickstarters that made us angry and railing about them and talking about how stupid they were?
I think that was just you finding Kickstarters you didn't like.
Napier, when I say we,
yeah,
we can assume that for the most part I mean me.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to include everybody.
Team Mike.
Is Travis slow clapping?
I was about to, but then I thought it wasn't the right time.
I mean, if you want to clap for me, you can. I found a Kickstarter that I was almost to a point where I was like, oh my God, we need to reach out to these people and invite them to come on the show to promote their Kickstarter just so that I could yell at them. But then I was like, no.
That's kind of dickish.
That's kind of dickish. So I'm just going to talk shit about them behind their back. And I don't think that English is this guy's first language, but he's asking for $20,000 to reboot the television series Daria.
That's all you need to reboot a cartoon?
Well, now here's the thing. It's a picture of Daria. They're asking for $20,000. They've received no money so far. Their perks are they will send you a postcard. There's no video. They haven't established in any way that like they can even draw Daria or that they can do the voices of Daria. And they said that the $20,000 that they're asking for is helping them buy the rights.
Is that helping them, or is Daria only worth 20 grand?
Daria's got to be worth more than 20 grand.
That's what
it
said. It said, if we can get $20,000, that will help us buy the rights from the people who currently have it.
So you're not even guaranteed that this asshole is going to get the rights to
buy it. Right, which doesn't even really, like, say, hey, we can do this. We've talked to people. This is just saying, we're guessing this is about what it would cost.
You're guessing wrong, dickhead. MTV is not going
to
let go.
But then it has nothing to do with, like, the production of animated episodes.
So it's just the rights, and this guy is going to draw Daria in his... he's going to make a flip book in his fucking college rule.
Right, I mean, you can make fan films of Daria now if you want to, but...
Yeah, he can make all the Daria fan films he wants and post them to YouTube.
I just don't see how, like, you can even put that up. How would you even... How would that even pass through the net? How would anybody even think, oh, this is a thing that can happen? It's all I just wish people had less dreams, Travis. I think that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I think it'd be better if we all did have fewer dreams. You know what I mean? Like, if I could just concede to sit under my fluorescent lights at my desk at my decently paying job with decent perks instead of constantly being like, this is making me so unhappy. I think it'd be a lot better for all of us.
I just... Now, the dream of building a time machine and going back in time to kill baby Hitler.
Hey, by the way, why are we killing baby Hitler? Why don't we, like, adopt him and, like, bring him into, like, a welcoming, warm environment where we can, like, raise him like a child should be raised so he never has those thoughts?
And just keep in the back of your mind, this is Hitler.
Yeah, so I'm going to watch him. I'm going to keep an eye on him.
He might still be a prick.
Right. It's not like Damien from the movies, like the Omen movies. Like, he's destined. He's the son of Satan. Like, he's fucked. Like, there's nothing you can do for him. But baby Hitler was just a baby who was raised at the wrong time with the wrong parents.
Now,
who decided to eradicate an entire religion, race of people.
Napier, don't think about it. Just in your mind.
Yeah.
You're picturing baby Hitler.
Why don't
it's a baby with the mustache, right? The baby has the mustache.
Baby. Yeah.
Right.
Why don't you just go back in time and get him into a better art school?
Yeah. Yeah, he loved art. And they shit on it, and then he decided to eradicate the Jews.
It was his outlet.
Yeah, just get him into a better art school. He becomes Adolf Hitler, you know, the guy that makes paintings. Instead of
get him into, like, Juilliard so he can do, like, some interpretive dance or some shit.
You know, and they keep asking all these presidential candidates if they would go back in time and kill baby Hitler. The question is, does anal feel like pooping?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how many of them would know?
The question is,
how many of them would know about baby Hitler?
Shouldn't veer on the hypothetical random questions about time travel that doesn't exist. It should probably be about things like, how would you help our homeless? How would you fix our economy? How would you make it so the middle class is not disappearing? Not, would you kill baby Hitler?
Do you watch that show Empire?
Yeah. What was your favorite season of Fargo? Did you like season one or two better? Fucking assholes.
You know what show I like, guys? Have you been watching the Hellevator?
Nope.
Yeah, love it.
The Hellevator is a lot of fun, Napier. Are you
like
familiar with what the Hellevator is?
Nope, never.
Both of them?
Yeah, at the same time.
I think there's one that's considerably more attractive than the other one.
Agreed. And I've seen them in person because they're at horror conventions all the time. And I'll tell you, like, one thing about them is they're, like, uber geeks. And you wouldn't want to spend a lot of time with them one-on-one because they're very loud. Like, very loud. Like, screechy playground girls. But they are, yeah, one is absolutely much more attractive than the other.
But I like the Hellevator. And I think it's one of those ideas that, like, I'm mad we didn't think of first.
What would you do with the idea?
I would say it here, and then when somebody else eventually created it, I'd be like, well, fuck them! I thought of it first! I wouldn't do anything with it, Napier. I wouldn't do a goddamn thing. I'm all talk. Is that what you want to hear?
Yeah.
Is that what you want to hear, Napier? I'm not going to make the red buttons. I'm just going to talk about them.
You know, you could make the red buttons.
Doesn't seem that hard.
No, it doesn't. Maybe for $5 is a little low. I mean, if you're
you know, once we
them.
Mass produce them.
Well, not if you, yeah, you make them in China for 30 cents a pop.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm hand-making red buttons, they're going to be more than $5.
Yeah.
How would you adhere them to walls? Just sticky stuff or
sticky
magnets?
Sticky stuff, two-sided tape. You get them with one side already stuck to it, and then you peel off the back and you stick it to the wall.
Yeah, but doesn't somebody have to, like, peel that shit off?
Yeah. You peel off the little piece of thing.
A little strip of paper.
And you put it on the wall.
No, I mean, like,
why is this so fucking difficult?
When somebody
there's
puts
things
it,
that stick to... How do you put a sticker on a wall, Napier? You peel, like, the back of it off and you put it on the fucking wall.
It's,
yeah,
like,
but
those push-button lights that just required, like, a AAA battery. You just stick it to the wall. You can't take it off the wall ever, because if you do, it's not sticking to any wall ever again.
Yeah.
But that, you stick it to the wall.
What I'm talking about is, like, doesn't a guy have to go around to wherever you put them and then scrape them off his fucking walls?
Yes.
Well, fuck that guy. He bought it already.
Yeah, fuck
and stuck
that guy.
It to his goddamn wall.
No, you're talking about leaving it in, like, bathrooms and
I
shit.
I mean, essentially, it's littering. It's graffiti, I guess. I mean, you're vandalizing, sure. But it's fun. See, we're going to put a disclaimer on it, right? That says we're not responsible for what you do with it. And you shouldn't put graffiti or vandalize them.
You don't even need to do that disclaimer because did the Sharpie people put a disclaimer on it that says don't draw inside urinal, like fucking bathroom stalls? Don't draw pictures of a big titted lady saying for a good time call. No, they don't do that. It's not our problem what people do after they buy it.
You don't think that we're kind of, you know, putting it out there that you should put this on things?
We don't give a shit.
What if we have a commercial that says, stick it here, stick it here?
Still not our problem.
Still not our problem?
That's a suggestion. We're not telling you to do it. We're suggesting it.
Or if you own a gas station, you should put this in your bathroom.
Certainly put this in lawful places, like
the shit that you own.
Guys, I wanted to talk about the elevator, though.
What's wrong with
it? Talk about it.
So you go and you get on the elevator, and there's three people that are on a team, and like each one of them gets off at a level of the elevator, and it's like a haunted house, and like people jump out, and I'm a spooky ghost.
I want to know real quick who's writing the scenarios, because every episode has got like a new horror movie scenario. Like, this guy decided he was going to kill all of these people and stick their bodies in the fucking wall.
But you know here's my question, Travis. Mm-hmm. You know that they're actors. You know that it's a put on. I don't go to haunted houses. Do you go to haunted houses?
We used to have one in like within 20 minutes of my house, and I haven't gone since I was probably in my early 20s. But it was like the most insane interactive haunted house I've ever been to, because you'd walk through these scenarios like, hey, this dad is an alcoholic and he beats his wife and then he blows his brains out on the step of the front porch and you get sprayed with his suicide blood. So like it's like that kind of shit for like, I don't know, a half an hour. Like, yeah, you're going through these things, but then you come out the other end and it's all about Jesus. It's a fucking save yourself with Jesus thing. So I don't even know if that's still going on, but I don't go to.
I feel like if I'm walking around in the dark and like a werewolf jumps out at me and like yells, "Ooh, I'm going to eat you. I'm a werewolf." Like, I think instinctively, just because like I jump and I'm scared, my reaction would be like to like swat at him.
If you were by yourself, yes, but if you're like two different scenarios. If you're going through with your lady, if she's very squeamish or if she's very freak-outable, you would, like, have your arms wrapped around her and she'd be pulling you with her nails, like, dug into your arm the entire
time. Right. No, but it's not the case. You're in the elevator by yourself.
You're by yourself. I would swing.
Yeah, I'd punch him.
Hmm? Well, you signed up for it. It's not that guy's fault.
Like, just instinctively, like, if somebody jumps out at you and says, "Ooh, I'm the Dracula, I'm going to bite you." And, like, you didn't know they were coming. I'm going to punch Dracula because I am scared, and that's my natural reaction if somebody jumps out and says that they're Dracula's.
It seems like, though, on elevator, they don't get close enough to you to actually get someone.
That's bullshit. They were walking down the hallway, and there's all kinds of people, like, right up on their shit.
But they weren't. I don't think they were in arm-swinging distance, though. I think they're very close, but I think the camera throws it off. I think they almost strategically place it out to where it's most likely that person is either going to jump back in fear or just be far enough away where if they swing, it's not going to contact.
And here's the other thing. You're on elevator, right? If you don't react at all and you just like stroll around in the elevator like your shit don't stink, like, yeah, fuck you. What are you going to do? Stab me? This isn't even real. Fuck you. Like, do they even air that episode?
No. They don't.
I wonder, the handful of episodes that I've watched, and I've watched quite a few of them too, I wonder that too. Like, I know what I'm signing up for. And I mean, haunted houses scare me. Like, I've been freaked out plenty of times knowing what I've signed up for. But I wonder if it's for money. If I can be like, yeah, this guy's in werewolf makeup. Fuck this guy. Walk right by him like it don't mean.
Yeah, just like, fuck you, werewolf guy.
Yeah. Where's that fucking bag of money?
But it's like The Price is Right. Nobody's ever just strolls up to Drew Carey and is like, yeah, I'll spin the wheel. I mean, everybody's hugging him and screaming and excited. Nobody ever just doesn't give a fuck.
That's a little bit different, though, because Price is Right is like filmed before a live studio audience. So, like, that's infectious. Like, everybody's screaming and freaking out.
But in all the years, Travis, I've never seen just like an introvert walk up there with his hands in his pocket to plinko.
One of my favorite videos from The Price is Right ever was the one with Jesse from Breaking Bad, like before he was an actor or anybody. Have you seen that one? Like, if you look him up, like, it's him, like, losing his goddamn mind with frosted tips. Like,
he's really excited?
Super excited.
To be on The Price is Right?
On The Price is Right.
I guess I'd be pretty jazzed.
I would. I would be more jazzed about Bob Barker, though. Like, Drew Carey, you know, whatever. It's not The Real Price is Right. That'd be like on the Steve Harvey Family Feud. I don't give a shit about that.
Travis.
Yeah.
Can do you think it'd be fun to draw a snowman on Napier?
Yeah, but I don't think you should use a baby carrot. I think you should use one of those little midgy pickles. You'd have a green nose.
That's not a snowman nose.
Yeah, it's a green nose.
Snowman nose is a carrot, Travis.
We're taking back the snowmen this year.
Taking it back from who?
You give me one example of a snowman with a pickle for a nose, and I'll consider.
This one that we're going to do this year.
No. I want it to be a traditional snowman. I think if we like posted that on the intranet and we're like, happy holidays, here's the snowman with a pickle nose, I think the fans would revolt.
I think they'd love it if that pickle had like a giant curve in the middle of it, so the nose like totally slumped down out of Napier's belly button.
Just looks like a really sad fuck you snowman.
Like broken like my fucking spirit.
So Napier, you were telling me about the social justice warriors.
Yeah, they're pissed off about the new Zoolander movie a year before it comes out.
When does that come out?
Sometime
Holy
next
shit,
year.
I just saw that.
The trailer?
The trailer or the people freaking out about it?
The people freaking out. The Benedict Cumberbatch, the transgender thing, right?
Yeah, they don't like how he's portraying androgynous asexual folk.
We can't do anything anymore.
No, because you have the thought police and the speech police all up in your
grill. They said that it's essentially the same thing as blackface.
Yeah, of course it is. It's all blackface. It's all of it. Our whole world is fucking blackface. You put out a trailer for a movie, or you don't even have to put out a trailer. You put out a cast announcement for a movie, and they wonder why there's not enough people of color or women in that cast announcement.
I like
put out a trailer and it's all women and black people. That's still not good enough. That droid, I think, is making fun of women. It's fucking ridiculous.
I like that last Emmy Awards where like they gave every award to either a black person or somebody on that show about the transgenders and like no white people won that year except John Hamm, and it was the last year he was even eligible.
Was that?
They're like, okay, guys, the only white person we gave an award all night was John Hamm. Can you give us John Hamm? We give you everybody else. Is that okay, guys?
That was the Andy Samberg, right?
Yeah.
He was getting shit because he was like being satirical about the power in Hollywood. He was making a point about how women need more jobs and women fucking boycotted him saying this fucking guy. It's like, no, he was specifically making a point on your side. You didn't watch it. You weren't paying attention.
They were paying attention, Travis. They're dummies.
Nobody pays. Everybody reads the fucking headlines. Nobody reads the goddamn story.
Well, you have to click through like eight slideshow things to get to the story.
Be angry at the headline. Nobody reads the fucking article. Just make headlines all day. No substance.
So
headlines only.
You can thank BuzzFeed for all that shit.
The fucking BuzzFeed and Salon, you cocksuckers. You're ruining our world with your bullshit.
So the Zoolander movie.
Zoolander. Sorry, Napier.
I'm totally going to watch it now.
You weren't going to before?
Oh, no, I was, but I'm actually going to see it when it's out. I was like, oh, this will be an at-home watch. I remember the first one.
Do you wonder, though, if, like, I mean, if I were Zoolander, if I were marketing Zoolander, could I plant that controversy?
Yes.
Yeah.
To make people talk about Zoolander?
Oh, yeah. Easily do that.
And, I mean, like, who are you offending?
You almost have to anymore. You have to make a controversy surrounding your project.
Oh, my God, guys. Fucking there's so many people that are upset about Zoolander. Let's do some news stories about Zoolander, guys. Zoolander's coming out, you know?
And really,
I hate this movie I haven't seen yet.
The whole asexual and the transsexual folks. I mean, you got to realize that's less than 1% of the population. Who are you really pissing off? So even if they were to do something like that.
Well, and then you got a few people who are you know, privy to their shit. But for the most part, yeah, most people are probably like, oh, come on, it's a comedy movie, guys.
Mike, they made a joke in a comedy movie. Obviously, this is the most fucked up thing since blackface.
Everything is so funny because they drum up these fake controversies. And I'd like to find out who the one person was that actually was upset about Benedict Cumberbatch in a Zoolander sequel.
No, somebody got offended for somebody else.
Yeah. Oh, this is probably not right. I'm not transgender. I never have been, but that really seems like it's probably wrong. So let's make a big stink about it.
Guys, I mean, I had a rough week too.
What'd you do?
I went to work the other day.
Ooh, that right there.
And one of my coworkers made me aware of the fact that I didn't take the size sticker off the leg of my new jeans.
Oh, no.
I just wanted to crawl up in a ball and die. I was so embarrassed.
Why didn't you just cop to that and say that, hey, you remember when LL Cool J put up one leg of his sweatpants? I'm starting this.
You're starting the sticker on the leg trend?
Wait a minute. Well,
wasn't there a thing for a while where the guys didn't take the tags off their, like, baseball
caps? Yeah, they don't take the tag off their hat.
Yeah, this is new.
This is my thing.
Where do you think it started?
Yo, guys, I'm a 38. Word?
I thought the tag was to symbolize that they stole it.
Is that real?
Yeah.
I don't think that's
And I'm
that
pretty
means.
Sure the one pant leg up was I think for it's prison
like a,
bitches.
I think that's like a, I'm so fresh and clean that my so hat so is clean, like clean. New.
Yeah, and the pant leg up is not prison bitches. That was, I was 94. LL Cool J was never in prison. He was just singing Hey Lover with Boys to Men.
Hey Lover.
This is more than a crush.
Hey Lover.
Going down on you like, vanilla ice cream.
So, guys, I mean, for the most part, this was just kind of cleanup. I wouldn't say this show necessarily has, like, a theme. You know what I mean?
It's just kind of like life.
Do
you try to theme these shows?
I mean, sometimes. You know, but this week, there wasn't a theme necessarily. It was just kind of like, you know, hey, we have these things that we want to talk about. I mean, do you guys want to talk about the refugees?
No.
No. I don't care one way or the other.
They're coming, though. What are we going to do, Napier?
Let them. This whole country is refugees.
They're gonna come either way, right?
Well, we let all those Bosnians into St. Louis. They do perfectly fine here.
Ellis Island was a place where they just let refugees come in, you know, where the Statue of Liberty is.
Yeah.
I don't know why anybody would give a shit.
I don't know.
I just kind of I feel like, you know, the bad guys are probably coming anyway, guys.
Yeah.
They don't need to hide in refugee packs to do it.
They're kind of everywhere.
Do you see how hard it is to, like, file the paperwork to be a refugee that is going to relocate to the United States?
Yeah.
It's insane. Bad guys are not filling out that paperwork.
It's probably all in English, so...
Yeah, the bad guys, they're already here, guys.
Yeah.
We don't need to worry about it. I mean, it's going to happen. I guess you can sort of be worried about it, but you can't prevent it. It's the world now.
Remember when that guy shot up a fucking daycare or a first grade classroom? Yeah, he wasn't a refugee.
The crazies are everywhere.
Doesn't matter.
And you know, they aren't just the Taliban. They're just... lots of crazies.
Yeah, like a local nutter.
And all you can do is, you know, go do what you're going to do and hope that it isn't your day.
Live your life and protect your family and whatever.
Oh, yeah, drink heavily.
Have a Big Mac.
Oh, drink.
And drink. Have a cocktail.
Yeah.
There was a warning sent out by the anonymous. The anonymous was saying that the ISIS was trying to get into the WWE event in Georgia the other night. And that they intercepted some intel that they were going to try to go shoot up the WWE event.
Was John Cena there?
Probably, right?
Well, there you go. 21 rounds, the Marine, they're safe.
And
I'm pretty sure those WWE events are rather heavily guarded.
Well, I mean, you know. I think that if you really want to shoot up a WWE event, you can probably figure out a way to do it.
Yeah, I guess you don't really need to coordinate computers to do that.
But I feel that there was a major missed opportunity to have, like, the new ISIS character come out and wrestle. Like, you remember, like, the Iron Sheik used to wrestle...
Yeah, but he wasn't a terrorist. Like, he was just a
Hulk
guy.
Hogan.
Yeah,
he
was presented as a terrorist.
And there was, like, all that patriotism for, you know, the Hulk Hogan, the real American hero. Why don't we have, like, you know, John Cena wrestle a ISIS guy?
I could see a whole bunch of protests going through with that.
Ike the ISIS.
Yeah, that won't fly.
Why?
Because they'll say
he's the bad guy. He'll come out and say death to America, and then John Cena will beat him up and tell him that he can't see him.
Yeah, but the Tumblr folks will say that they're trying to portray all Muslims as the ISIS guy.
Well, the 80s was a much simpler time where you could actually portray the bad guy that you didn't like and have, like, a true American, you know, quote-unquote, fight him, and it'd be all good.
I feel like that's the way that we can rally people and get them all on the same page, is if we just have some... I'm tired of them making Nazi stuff. Doesn't it seem like... Like, making the bad guys Nazis now is just lazy. Like, there's a new show on Amazon that's about, like, fighting the Nazis. I'm like,
well,
let's stop fighting Nazis. Let's make complex villains that aren't just Nazi evil. This is like, oh, look, there's a swastika. That's evil.
Well, you seem like Nazis are typically portrayed as white folk. And so, therefore, it's okay to punch them.
It's a lot easier to make the guys a homegrown problem. Like, the first couple of seasons of Homeland, where it was like a soldier was sent overseas, and he got corrupted, and he saw the wrongdoings by America. But you're still supposed to cheer for America, but it also plants a seed of doubt in your head, like, yeah, maybe we are doing the wrong thing. And we're corrupting our own people once they finally see the light to try to bomb us.
But that's like a complex thing. That's not just Nazis.
That makes sense.
Nazis are evil. Look, this guy's a Nazi. Let's go get him.
Well, yeah, I mean, Nazis
are evil. I guess, like, making him an ISIS would be just as bad, right?
Yeah, but how...
I mean, you say
this
guy's an ISIS, then we probably assume he's the bad guy.
But you can't date yourself by saying an ISIS, because when was the first time you heard ISIS? Like, this year? End of 2014?
I guess I just mean in like, wrestling terms. You're not going to make ISIS the baby face.
But then you don't want to be that guy because your longevity doesn't last, because it's like Al-Qaeda. You could have had probably about, what, a five-year career, and now nobody talks about Al-Qaeda anymore. So, like, Al-Qaeda Al, he's out of the league.
Oh, so you could do Al-Qaeda, right? Because Al-Qaeda's...
No!
No?
No, nobody talks about Al-Qaeda
anymore. Is Al-Qaeda not a thing anymore?
It's all ISIS. Everything's ISIS or ISIL.
Did ISIS get all the Al-Qaedas?
Well, apparently, because you never hear about Al-Qaeda anymore. It's all ISIS.
Like, do they like each other? Or are they cool? Or are they...
I don't think any of them like each other.
I just think they like to label groups of people that they want to make you fearful of different things every handful of
years. It's probably the same people, though, right?
Oh, I would almost assume that.
I mean, they're bad guys. They shoot you with rockets. I mean, they don't wear, like, name badges that say who they're really affiliated with.
So you see their brown skin and that they're from the Middle East? We got a new name for them.
Oh, no, wait. Don't they wear, like, armbands or something or headbands?
The Al-Qaeda armband?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't watch the damn news.
Well, once we killed Osama bin Laden, we killed Al Qaeda. So now it's ISIS.
Oh, Al Qaeda was
the leader of ISIS.
Osama bin. Who is the leader of ISIS?
Oh, well, you gotta find him.
Does he make videos?
Yeah, of course.
Probably. We should get him to fight John Cena.
I would love so much for the actual leader of ISIS to eventually just like put out a video on YouTube, and it's like, I'm going to behead this journalist if you don't let me wrestle John Cena in the next Survivor Series.
Cut a promo. John Cena at Survivor Series. I'm coming for you, brother.
You've been talking a lot of shit about our group, and I'm here to tell you it's not going to stand. I'm going to cut off Mean Gene's head if you don't take me down in the next WrestleMania.
Guys.
Is Mean Gene dead, by the way?
No, Mean Gene's still around. Okay. You know, I watched a pornographic film a couple weeks ago that had a fake Mean Gene banging the real China.
Ugh.
Did you know that the real China still makes pornographic films?
Yeah, yeah.
Or I don't know about still makes pornographic films, but she made more than the one.
She's made porno in the last handful of years.
Yeah, like it was like wrestling themed, and there was all kinds, like the Iron Sheik. He was in, it wasn't the real Iron Sheik, guys, but there was a guy dressed up like the Iron Sheik, and there was all kinds of, you know, familiar faces out there, and they were all gangbanging China.
I'm telling you, though,
and then Mean Gene genius. Jumped in, and he was like plowing her.
Let me get in on this. That's genius, though, because if you think of wrestling and you think about pornographic motion pictures, like, just think about it. Like, you jump off the rope and you're like going to tackle China, and it's just like, oops, my dick got in her. You know, how amazing is that for a pornographic motion picture?
Right. It was kind of sad, though. Like, she didn't really look like her heart was in it.
She's got to be over 50 by now, right?
Like, she just kind of, like, spread her arms and legs and just kind of accepted that a bunch of men were going to put their penises in her.
I feel like, though, like, professional wrestling really is only, like, a half a step away from porno. You know what I mean? Like, you're faking everything. It's all about how you look and how you pretend. It, like, what's the difference if you're, like, headlocking a dude or spanking him on the butt or taking it in the butt? You know what I mean?
Hopefully there'd be a lot. I thought it was more soap opera for dudes, less, you know...
Porn?
Yeah.
God, I don't know. I think there's a real big sect of those wrestling guys that really just want to see those dudes fuck on the ring.
But you're fine with the refugees?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not necessarily, like, fine. There's probably some bad eggs in the carton.
If I had the room in my home, I would do it.
You'd, like, let them in your house?
Whatever. Like, obviously, there'd have to be some sort of, hey, man, let's have a cup of coffee first and bullshit a little bit.
Well, you know, why. I mean,
yeah, like,
there's some war going on there, and, like, they're in a tough spot. They're going, fuck, guys. Like, we got to get out of this place that's, like, getting blown up and shit. This is a bummer over here. This is really harsh and mellow.
Napier, I think he'll realize it more in, like, 8-9 months or whenever that baby is due. But, like, when you have a family now, like, not just a wife. Like, Mike, you have a lady friend you've been with for a long time. Napier is married, and he's going to have a kid on the way. It becomes a completely different thing. Like, if you give Napier, like, a year and a half, and then just, like, put St. Louis, you know, in a war-torn... I mean, it's halfway there. But make it a war-torn area where he has to get the fuck out of there, and he's got no recourse. Like, he's just, like, on his feet with his baby and his wife, like, we gotta get the fuck out of here. But he's got no... I mean, what are you gonna do? Like, it sucks. Like, of course there's shitty people in that group of, you know, 100,000 people that are trying to get the fuck out of there. But there's shitty people at the place that I work. I work with like 40 some people, and there's like 10 of them I would give nothing to because they're terrible people. But you can, I mean, you sit down and talk with them and be like, hey, yeah, man, let me help you out. You know, come on over. Like, let's have some meals and you can help around the house until you get on your feet. Why not? What's the fucking difference?
You know what? Here's a phrase they probably never say. I'm sorry, I can't eat that. It doesn't have a non-GMO sticker on it.
I'm sorry, is this banana who is never affected by GMO shit, is this labeled organic?
Excuse me, is this cake gluten-free? You know what? Probably would never say that.
We suck.
Yeah.
We suck so bad. Oh, you haven't eaten in 2 weeks? I'm sorry, I only have this fucking, this peanut shit. You have a peanut allergy? Oh, that sucks.
Excuse me, ma'am, is this a cruelty-free chicken?
Is it free range? That's not free range. I can't have that.
Are these organic chicken eggs?
Is this farm to table? No? Nah, pass. We're horrible.
Yes, we are.
I was just watching this. I was so angry that I fucking, and I know it doesn't do anything. I was so angry yesterday watching football. Verizon has a new campaign, hashtag Thanksgiving. And I saw this commercial where it's like, have you had enough of giving? Well, how about some getting? Thanksgiving. And it was Verizon. And I was so angry. And there's like no outlet except to meet a bitch in my household. So I jumped on Twitter and I'm all like, I said to fucking Verizon how they should be fucking ashamed of themselves. And I know I'm the keyboard warrior in that scenario, but I like felt like I had to say something to anybody. And then I looked at the hashtag Thanksgiving and the entire internet was like, fuck you, Verizon. Because why are you perpetuating this fucking greed and horrible, awful bullshit? And it's not even for Christmas. It's for fucking Thanksgiving. It's a fucking meal where you're supposed to sit down with your family and be thankful for what you have. And this goddamn cell phone company is saying, you should be getting some shit this day. Fuck you.
Travis out-ranted the song. Just trying to end smooth.
Sorry, man.
Travis out-ranted the song. Now what?
That's my mama.
That's my mama.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
It's Napier. Listen live every Monday at 9, 8 Central. Download past episodes at WFODix.com, just in case you didn't get enough of this. Subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @WFODix. Follow Drunk @DrunkardSTL or Travis @ProduceTravis. Get on Facebook.com and then type in WFO Dix. Email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. We're not going to listen to any of your suggestions, but we will accept praise and or titty pics. And if you're a fan of Mike, just send him feet. I mean, why do you give a shit? It's feet pics.
I like feet.
Yeah, he likes feet. Send him some feet pics. You don't give a shit. Send him some fucking feet pics. Blam!